Good morning, Martin. Again, just let me say this on behalf of the entire membership of the SPLM, under the leadership of Comrade Fakir Mayadi, the chairman of the SPLM party and the president of the Republic of South Sudan, and on behalf of Dima Nunukumba, also who is the acting secretary of the SPLM, I would like to convey all my salutations to all our comrades who have sacrificed their ultimate life to liberate our country, headed by Dr. John Lorenzo Mozio, and all the heroes and heroines, wounded, orphans, and widows. Yes, it is a very significant day today, because this is the day we reflect and commemorate for our comrades who have fallen on the way, whom we have lost, not in vain, but for the freedom and the liberation of the Republic of South Sudan to be independent. And their prices are what we are seeing today in the symbol of our flag flying high in the sky, cemented by the blood. And then this is also the day we commemorate our achievements. They go together, and we start from our grandfathers and fathers who have been struggling since 1940s, 1950s, coming to Torit, coming to SPLM, SPLA, and coming to our generation. All these generations, we are really giving them all our salute and respect for their ultimate sacrifice, starting from those of Father Uhiru, William Benyard, and so many others, from the women like Adir Gum, and so on. All these matters are really very valuable, and these are the people whom we see ourselves in. Their legacy will never die, because these are the real people who made us now to be what we are today.
So, is there any commemoration in town which you know of being organized, and the lighting of candles in the evening as it used to be in the past in Juba today?
Well, yesterday already some people made it as individuals, but there is no mob that you will see, for example, in Freedom Square today. But of course, as you have seen, the president already has addressed the nation in the letter yesterday. And then he told everybody just to celebrate at home. But at the state level, I am hearing some states are celebrating in the Freedom Square, and there are, people are celebrating in different ways. But there is no organizing that has been done today to do it simply because, as you know, there is sometimes a problem of resources. Sometimes there is a problem also of insecurity here and there. And sometimes there are a lot of things that are coming in, and this is why it is not done in the way we are supposed to do it. But I am sure the individuals are doing it in their homes and lighting the candles, including myself. I have lit my candle yesterday, and then I reflect as an individual and see how far we have come, and what was my contribution as an individual, and the contribution of my colleagues. And I really see those colleagues who have fallen beside me during the war, and I reflect so much what we have achieved until today. But I thank God that now we are still keeping our flag and then our sovereignty as an independent country called South Sudan.
Okay. Yes, do you believe that those matters, they are wherever they are, have you lived up to the expectation as to the visions of what they sacrificed their lives for? Do you think the SPLM as a party, you have lived to fulfill their dreams, given all what has happened in this country?
Sure. We answer that in partial. First of all, the first objective that we struggled for and we fought for, we were fighting, our first vision, we were fighting for the freedom and liberty of the country called South Sudan. And we have achieved that. And I think if they come back today, or if we say people who died can listen or can see or can hear, then they can also be happy like us because we have achieved the very objective that we want in the bush. This is one. The second is that is the vision for after the liberation, then we go for the vision of development. Of course, development cannot come without peace. And then we have come into many obstacles and constraints. One is an internal one, which is the ambition of the people within the SPLM, the leadership within the SPLM, also are having an ambition, have appeared. And this is normally the liberation struggle always. You will see people after they have achieved the common goal, then they will now entrench back into their self-interest to achieve their ambition, to achieve the leadership, because that is one. And then number two is the external forces. We have external forces that are also exciting within the invisible hand, inciting the leadership within the SPLM not to achieve what we want. The third thing is that also we're having another external force, which is the market forces. That was also making our resources not attainable, like the oil. The oil prices dropped in the international market, and that has affected us. And not only the international one, we are still paying what we call transitional arrangement with Sudan, plus all these fees. Then automatically we are not benefiting from the oil as we have been expecting. So this is also another reason that the development cannot go. So if there are three or four kinds of reasons, that is why we did not achieve what we have been dreaming for. But at least, to say the least, we are still struggling.
Okay.
And the struggle for development needs a lot of effort from all of us as South Sudanese, whether you are in South Sudan or you are in the abroad. Nobody will do it for us except until we accept ourselves to do it jointly.
There has been these concerns of the orphans of those who sacrificed their lives have never been taken care of. Of late, we have seen in Northern Barakza State, the governor there is saying that at least he is going to offer scholarship for those orphans to study in any school of their choice within the state of Northern Barakza State. And also here in Juba, we have so many thousands who have been neglected, and they are actually not feeling like if their parents sacrificed for this country. So what is being done about it?
Yeah, that is not correct. We are concerned, Comrade Sani Martin. We have already established institutions to care for the orphans. Like, you know very well, we have the institution for orphan and widows, which is a commission completely. And the problem is that the commission, like any other ministry, they are affected also by the issue of resources. As I told you, what was the problem of not getting the resources. But if you can come into the terms of education, you have Mama Mary Ayan, the first lady now. She is taking the individual students who are working well, and the criteria is particularly for the orphans, those who have been missing their parents in the war and in the veterans. So they are being taken care of, and they are given even a scholarship very late, very in the middle, like intermediate, even secondary school, until the university. Some of them are in Nigeria, I know them. Some of them are in Ghana. Some of them are in Morocco and other countries. Coming to the, also to the lower education, I came from Rurwing recently. There are all the schools, there are schools that is offered for orphans and the widows. I mean, for people who have lost their life in the bush or in during the war. And also in different states, I have seen these schools are coming up from everywhere, from everything. And that is the effort also we need to appreciate, because there is no way you can do it all together once. But it will come up through the state according to the resources at the level of these states. Coming to these three children in Cuba, they are not only the children of our veterans or martyrs. No. Of course, there are families. I don't want to say that they are not responsible, but they are suffering also. They are being stricken by the economic problems, and then they could not manage their children went into the street. So you can find that not only in South Sudan, you can find that in other different areas like in Uganda, Nairobi, our neighbors. You can see even in Sudan. And these are not necessarily the children of Maasai.
Okay. And on this 16th anniversary of the Maasai Day, what specific message do you want to leave the people of South Sudan with?
Yeah, the message that I wanted South Sudanese to be patient and then to continue dreaming of what we will achieve. Because now I can see the implementation of the artist is going on smoothly and it is progressing. As we have established now the reconstituted assembly and all the states are being established, also the government has been established at the state level, and that is also giving the beacon of hope. There is a beacon of hope even to improve our economy. Like we have seen changes now, even the dollar is coming down. There are some prices, but in the states, some states that I have visited, the prices are coming together along with the dollar, and the dollar is coming down. This is an improvement. So let us be patient. We have been struggling for a long time in the bush, even without equipment, without education, without even clean drinking water. Now we have clean drinking water, we have a government, and we have security apparatus forces. We are organized and we have a sovereignty. Our flag is flying high. What is needed from us is that you just set your effort in the corner you are in. Like Sunny Martin, if you are in the radio, you do your level best also to promote South Sudan like the way you are doing it. Ben Martin also is required to do his best in the small corner he's doing in the party or in the university. So if all our efforts are put together, we will achieve what we want tomorrow. And I used to say, enough is enough. Let us just accept ourselves. And I am sure if we forgive ourselves, I am sure we are going to have a very prosperous country with security and freedom.